That's Powering on Blood Madness, brought to you by the makers of Mild Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Health and when the time was well and back so hunting for an overwhelming victory, things had moved on to settle back normally by February. However, there is still a matter to what the city officers and the ordinances have by the legislators while they were in office. And those items being considered a special consultation being held today. So, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, the national survey reveals the cost of coals and workday loss is $1.5 billion every year. Now, that's a lot of money, and it means a lot of miserable people. That's why it's wise to watch out for coals. And remember, do what you can when you're tapping coals to keep that coal from taking hold. Now, the first thing you want is relief from that headachey, feverish ache or misery. And it's easy. The following Alka-Seltzer ABC coal comfort treatment. And here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be wise. Get plenty of rest, watch your diet, dress warmly and stay out of dress. C, comfort. For the raw, scratchy coat that so often goes with the cold, just gargle with Alka-Seltzer. It's so soothing and effective. So get a large economical package from your drugstore. It contains over 3 times as many tablets as the Get Acquainted size, yet costs only twice as much. Then follow the simple, pleasant Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. It's as easy as ABC. Yes, do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold. And now to see what's going on down Pine Road. Well, at a little bit of dinner today, we find Abner in the top of down cold. Tom is up recently from the council meeting.
Tommy! Oh, are you long?
Yeah.
Oh, but you sure have been for a long time.
I was going to do that meeting. Tried to get done this week.
Well, how did you finally figure things out?
Well, that's a long story. You got my nerve and everything settled.
Yeah.
And it all worked out pretty good.
Well, that's good.
It'd be even better than I think it would.
Well, how do you do it? Well, who's the mayor now?
Let me sit down and take my breath.
Oh, I said, oh, head on, go to the
get out of here. Get on back there. Please drink with your baby.
I got it that time. Later, Beth don't have to go on being mayor that long.
No, of course not. Dick Hudson is the new mayor.
Dick?
Yeah, well, I tried to run you in there as far as he wanted to have Edgar Seatrunk for mayor, so we found a compromise on Dick.
Yeah, well, I'm glad anyway. I never want to be the mayor. What did he do? Just vote on it?
No, here's how the whole thing was. First, later, Beth resigned as mayor.
Good.
So then the elder women found somebody to fill out the rest of her term. That's when they named Dick.
Well, are all the outer women still going to be in office?
No, wait, let me get done telling you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Then they taken all the resignations, all of the men that had been in office before, and tore them up. Oh. The outer men at 3 times, you remember.
When the women folks were in, yeah.
And then every woman also resigned.
Well, good for them. That's a good shutting down, I guess.
Yeah, they get things back to where they already.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good idea. Well, what about all them laws that the women folks have passed, though? That they're still in effect, ain't
they? No, not any.
Huh?
That was the first thing the new town comes down. PTO, every one of them out and shorten.
I don't agree with that. Yeah.
They ain't no one of them works on the taxes, but.
The women don't say about that. They ain't order objects.
Well, they wouldn't know them. Because they reason they ain't got their home where they belong.
It is.
It's the theater.
Doggy, that's where we're going to sleep. A woman's place is in the home. I love that.
It was opening a new city council. Where comes your granddad?
Was he at the council?
Oh, no, he ain't no officer.
No, I don't believe he's sleeping in the
hotel. Hey, granddad.
Come on in, granddad.
Hey, bring your beer over to you.
I have a letter for you, sir. Oh, well, my brother's bring them over. Who are the problem, granddad?
I don't know. Forgot my stick. I'll have to have you try to read them to me.
Read them to you? Well, these ain't for you, they're for us. Here, along. My hair looks like it's for you.
Oh, all right, good.
My hair is on there.
You know where I've been all morning? Down at the barbershop.
Well?
Down at the barbershop. Just sat there loafing like old time. Sure, it ain't good again.
Well, for the land's sake, look at here. A whole batch of sand.
Yeah, I got the same thing in my letter.
Oh, hell. I want that miter home I just sent them to us. It'll cut down our postage bill for this month.
Well, and these ain't postage stamps. They're Easter seals. These are to help crippled children.
Oh.
The idea is we buy these seals and the money goes to the National Society for Crippled Children.
Oh, yeah, huh?
It's all about writing the letter.
Oh, well, I guess I haven't got around to reading it. I just seen your answer. I'll take those things.
Honey, look at that. This outfit takes care of about 500,000 crippled children.
Half a million?
Around 7 million crippled adults with 100,000 added annually, it says.
For the long, he says, right. Oh, that's hard to believe.
Well, that's true. Better send our money in right now, because we won't forget it.
Yeah.
I'll get some money out of the cash.
Yeah, it's not for me too long, Kennedy. Had a good call.
Show me red dealer there.
Or the red dealer there.
In the barbershop. That's what he's talking about.
What is it?
Old Hester's down there, too. He's pretty good at sitting around here loping in. I think he's going to be my favorite town again.
Yeah, I'm sure he's better than it was when them women folks were running things all day that far.
Eli Hart was there.
Well?
Garnet Levers was there.
Yes. Who?
Garnet Levers. He asked about you, Levers.
About me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know him.
Well, he asked about you.
Who did you say that was?
Garnet Levers.
Garnet Levers. Levers. Oh, that don't look like nobody that thing. He don't live here in town, does he?
No, he lives South Oden.
South Oden?
Got a rock garden old here that's made out of bottles. Bottle garden. Stuff bottles.
Oh.
I think you call it bottle garden.
Made out of bottles. Bottle garden. Yeah, I saw one of them that bottle out my fly there, sir.
Oh, you got his hot walk made out of everything.
Well, I don't believe I've ever heard about
he that. He answered that.
I don't think that is true. That's why he could hear about me.
Huh. Now, here, man, there. On the way back, would you mind to grab these envelopes for the Triple Children's Society and post office?
Oh, he's trying to do it.
Go on, well.
I'll get them in the mail right away.
Yeah, sure, don't bring me. It's a good call. I'll be on it on directly.
Oh, the old gone lever.
I don't believe it.
There's a child over there.
Yeah, it's about him.
Yeah, I guess you don't know here.
Oh, that might be more famous than I found him. Uh-oh, what'd he say about me, Grandpa?
Who?
Garnet Lever.
Garnet Lever?
Yeah.
Excuse me for bringing up his name. I just seen him out of the barber shop this morning.
Fact is, he asked about you.
I know that, Grandpa. I don't know what he said about me.
Why, he said, there he comes. Oh, let's say he's coming about there.
Huh,
well, for a second, it was Garnet Lever.
Well, what'd he say about me? Does he know where the best is?
Hey,
oh, well, howdy, Cedric.
The Jesson's in town today.
Don't tell me, Cedric. I know. Garnet Lever.
Garnet Lever?
Yeah.
He asked about Abner.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't who I'm talking about, Don. I mean, the ex-exterminator.
This
should all sense for us.
Well, you mean exterminator?
This one. That's what I said. Ex-exterminator. Of course, it's that Dr. Roy that has control. Boy.
Well, we ain't interested in him, Cedric. Now, listen, Santa. You've got to tell me what Garnet Lever
does. Well, then, what can Dr. Roy exterminate some Nazis over there at the liver stable? It's for those educational.
Cedric, will you hang up for a minute?
Grant, Cedric, I want to talk to you about something.
Well, come on, Grant. Now, you tell me what Garnet Lever said before I die. You up.
Yeah, he was sitting there in the barbershop and he seen you all packed the window with a couple of baskets of groceries, and that's when Garnet asked about you.
Well, that's what I'm dealing with. What do you say?
He said, who's that?
Yeah.
That's all. He said, who's that? I couldn't tell him because I never had a sex with him.
Well, how did you know it was me?
Well, I kind of think of it might not have been you. Somebody on cash, though, I think.
Oh, well, Grandpa, I ought to pop you right up on top of the
head. I'm back to keep on, Mr. Cedric. I can't talk to you in there while it's still around going on.
Grandpa, what you always going to tell me these things like that, sir? He's hanging out with the old friend that's going to have
that as anyone. That's right in here, Cedric. What I want to talk to you about is this exterminator power.
Yes, Mom. It's awful educational.
Well, I don't care about that. What I want to know is that he actually gets shut at night.
Oh, yes, Mom. He's supposed to be an expert at it. But all kinds of contractions. He's working this territory now, he says.
So you need to get him over here? We got one mouth here that we just got to get out of. That's all they are doing.
Oh, you mean Clyde?
That's the one, Clyde. Don't tell Adam about this, because he'd have a fit. He faced the world and all of that mouth. But we just can't have him around here no longer. Look at them sacks of feed there. There's a hole in every single one of them. And flour sacks, too.
Oh, did he do all that by himself?
Yeah, that ain't half the damage he's done around here. I've set 1,000 or 100 traps for him, but either he's too smart for me or else Adam goes around bringing a fat one, I don't know which. Our cat can't even take him. I think he's afraid of him. So if you can get this doctor over from him, I'd be dead if he's here for life.
Well, I'll ask him. I don't think he can make it till tomorrow, though.
Well, that's all. I know. I think that's your advocate. Whatever you do, don't make any more things
happen. What's going on back here? What are you going to talk about here, anyway?
Oh, nothing.
Yes, it is, and I can tell the little corner face long.
Abner, it ain't nothing.
Yes, sir, you're up to something, Lamar.
Well, I am up to something.
Yeah.
There's a certain part around this store I'm going to get rid of. That's Terminator, as good as Eddie says he is.
Oh, hold on, you're hanging up on me, huh? Don't want me for a partner no more.
Oh, it ain't bad.
Yes, it is, too, I can tell. Don't you can bring in the Terminator over here if you want to, but I won't get into it.
Well, Abner better find out a thumbs up pretty soon, or it'll be Curtin, Young Clyde, the Feed Room Terror. So join us again on next week's visit on Empire Ridge. Friends, the sleepless night of tossing and turning makes the next morning seem pretty dreary. Well, why put up with dreary morning when Miles Nervine can come to rescue for those occasional sleepless nights? You see, Miles Nervine is a dependable, mild, and effective sedative that helps relieve nerve tension and quiet overall nerves, which may often cause a sleepless night. Use it next time you're dizzy and cranky. Miles Nervine is making good in thousands of American homes for all those 3/4 of a century, and is guaranteed to satisfy you or your maniac, often used only as directed. Your druggist has it in 2 forms, effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a product of the research and scientific skill of the Miles Laboratories. So next time you spend a wakeful night because of nervous tension, let Miles Nervine help you to relax. Visit your favorite drugstore today and ask for Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine.